Nolte, Disney Groomers Add Lesbianism to Star Wars Streaming Series Andor. By John Nolte on May 1, 2025. The Disney Grooming Syndicate has now added rape and lesbianism to the Star Wars world, in this case the streaming series Andor. And so, we have yet another reminder that it is no longer safe for decent parents to leave their children alone with Disney. I think it's a mistake to try to underline everything and put a halo on things. Andor creator Tony Gilroy told TV Line after he was asked if the same-sex kiss significance was not lost on him. He added that, "I don't think about it, it really doesn't come up. We treat it like a regular thing. What Vale and Chintau represent is simply a relationship. An interesting relationship," Gilroy elaborated. "One that helps paint a bigger picture about revolution and what it costs you to be involved in it, and the kind of courage it takes. I'm trying to really take attendance on all of the aspects of what a rebellion or a revolution or a commitment like that would do to people. And, theirs, is another relationship that has its own pressures. Let's not get stupid about this. Most normal people are not prudes who run around opposed to adult themes and entertainment. And if the women are hot, I'm all for some steamy lesbianism. So what's the big deal about this, right? Well, allow me to answer that in three words: 1. Disney. 2. Star. And 3. Wars. This is a classic grooming technique. You promise the little kids an innocent piece of candy. But once they are isolated in the back of your darkened van. Like the classic child molester, Disney has spent years grooming parents to trust the Disney brand. Hey, your kids are safe with me. I'm Disney. Then, like the classic child molester, Disney has used charm and innocent fun to earn the child's affection. And then, again, like the classic child molester, once Disney gets the child alone, the shattering of that child's innocence begins. Disney sells Andor as another amazing Star Wars adventure. The gullible parents say okay. Next thing the parents know, their child's innocence is gone and a sexual confusion has taken over that this child is too young to handle, something that can destroy that child for life. If Disney wants to get all rapey and gay, why must it be Star Wars? The answer is simple: kids. Little kids. Disney wants to prematurely destroy the innocence of children and sexually confuse them as a means to create a generation of kids who are easy to sexually exploit. It's the same philosophy behind these demonic drag queen story hours. Why don't these perverts read to the elderly in nursing homes instead? The answer again is simple: they want access to innocent little children. Remember when Disney's chief groomer said he wanted to back away from the culture wars? He was lying so parents would let their guard down. Disney Plus and Star Wars are nothing more or less than the equivalent of a band circling an elementary school advertising free candy. We all know that now. We all know that Disney is a proud Gold Star member of the figurative sexual offender registry. So, at this point, if you allow your kids to play at Disney's house, shame on you. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.